Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We have our two police officer associations here, police and military associations, I should say. And be of good cheer. We represent thousands and thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom, my dear listeners out there. And that is good. I can't tell you how good it is when we hear from those in the private sector and we hear from police officers and soldiers who have done their duty, or met a police officer or soldier that's done their duty, upheld their oath that they took to defend the Constitution of the United States and protect the people and their property and so forth. I get letters and email from those that have run into those police officers in the states here who believe that they should not be obeying immoral orders or obeying immoral orders or unlawful orders, that is, and it is truly a blessing. You know, I remember a case where officer had stopped a family, and this family, the mama, was out picking up the daughter 3 o'clock in the morning. No, it wasn't quite that late. I was on duty at that time, and this happened about 1 o'clock in the morning, I think it was. Her young daughter, and this was a Latino family, by the way, in South Phoenix, and Mama had gone out in her old car in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock in the morning, to pick up her high school daughter, high school-age daughter, who had been working late to make some money to help the family. And this officer stopped him, and he had a chance. He had a chance of writing about 5 tickets to this lady, this woman, because her car was in bad shape, all kinds of problems with her paperwork, didn't have the proper registration and those kind of things. I'll tell you what this officer did when we returned. We got the music up. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program in just a couple minutes, folks.
Mm-hmm. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Patrol in South Phoenix, Arizona. I was telling you before we went to break how wonderful it is to run into police officers and soldiers that are upholding their oath and not doing things immoral or unlawful, even when ordered to do so. I was telling you of a case of an officer that stopped a lady who was out picking up her daughter, got her old Chevy out there, and she's running down the road to pick up her daughter that's working till 1 o'clock in the morning trying to help mama earn enough money to take care of her brothers and sisters. These are not illegal aliens. These are hardworking American Mexicans. Very fine people. I happen to know this family, matter of fact. And she had her old Chevy out there and it had expired plates on it. The windshield was cracked and I forget a number of other problems, and so the officer saw where he could have wrote 4 or 5 good tickets, you know, and laid it on this young lady, and of course she wouldn't have had any way of paying it, you know. It wasn't a situation where these are wealthy people, you know, probably running up $150 in fines on her that night. And he decided to just send her on her way and tell her to have a good evening, but take care of that windshield when she could and take care of her registration and let her go. Now, what better PR is that, folks? Think about it. What better PR is that for police today than to be reasonable? You say, but boy, she was violating the law. Well, what good would it have done to load her up with tickets? She was having, this family was having horrible financial problems as it was, and the young people in the family were out working jobs to help try to pay for food and clothing so the kids could go to school and everything in the family. What good had it would it done? I guess you'd say, well, it would have did the city of Phoenix good because they'd got $150 or either put this lady in jail because she wouldn't have had the money to pay for it. Revenue raising, yes. What a neat deal that she had to talk about when she went home and talked about meeting this nice officer that had her dead to right. She's violating these regulations for the city codes. And then we have another officer who was with a group of police officers who stopped a vehicle, turned out to be a patriotic American. And they had stopped this vehicle, and they claimed he had a bad attitude because he was talking about his constitutional rights. And so they were going to punish this man because he was one of those darn constitutionalists. So they had seen a weapon on his front seat, which is totally legal in Phoenix. You have it on your front dash, have it on your front seat uncovered. It's perfectly legal to have a weapon in there to protect yourself. And they were going to conspire and did conspire to say that this man... to do an attitude adjustment on him, they were going to say his jacket was over the gun, and they were going to lie, basically. Now, of course, these police officers were taught that is a pretext. It's not a lie. Private citizens lie, not police officers. We use pretexts. And so they were going to say that his coat was over it and arrest him and bust him, and because he had a bad attitude, they were going to adjust his attitude by busting him for weapons violation, which is a heavy-duty crime, folks. That's like 5 years in jail if you get convicted. And one of the officers said, heck no, we're not doing this. He says, that's immoral. This is wrong. This is committing a crime, actually, us committing a crime against this person. I'm not going along with it, and if you guys do it, I'm going to turn you in. And guess what, folks? It didn't happen. Now, that officer wasn't a very popular officer because he wasn't a team player. But he went home at night knowing that he had not committed a crime, that he had not participated in severe immorality, and he could live with himself. So it's always wonderful to run into these police officers and soldiers, and I talk to them quite often, hear from them in my email here. We get about 200 email a day at our police and military associations here, and it makes you feel good. So I just want to tell you folks that our police and military association here, like Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and our police and military against the New World Order want you to know that there's some very fine police officers out there and soldiers out there that truly do love God and love freedom and love fairness and are honorable people, a lot of them. So just remember that. They're not all like some that we hear about and some I've known who are absolute scallywags and rascals and should not wear the uniform of the military of the United States or law enforcement anywhere. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I heard about another case that made me think about all those police and soldiers we hear from that are doing the right thing. We're hearing from more each day that are saying no to going over to Iraq and serving as a mercenary for these international crime lords from the United States, from Britain, and from Israel. They control those governments, and they're saying no. More and more of them are saying, no, I'm not going to serve. I'm not going to go over there and kill people and take over their natural resources, take over their nation, and help you set up a puppet government so that these international crime lords can control all the nations of the world. I'm not going to do it. No, thank you. Put me in jail. Put me in prison here in the United States, but I'm not going. And so, Carol, my assistant, and I were speaking about this today, that we ought to talk about this more. These brothers and sisters of ours that are saying no because they do not, they cannot live with themselves knowing that they're going over to these nations, subjugating the people in these nations, killing innocents over there, men, women, and children, all for these international bandits that control our governments today. I mean, good Lord, folks, if you are a Christian and you have Christian children that are thinking going into the military and being a part of this Antichrist world government takeover by serving as a mercenary for these international crime lords that control our governments today, how are you going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and answer that? I mean, think about it. Think about it very serious. And praise the Lord, I'm hearing about more and more here at our Police and Military Association of our brothers and sisters in uniform saying, no, put me in prison. But I am not going. I'm not serving Lucifer and his minions to help you set up this Antichrist world government system. I got to stand before the Lord one day. And so it makes me feel real good to see more and more people understanding what's truly going on. A brother sent this to me, and I appreciate it very much. It's a reminder to all of us, and I want to share it with you here, folks, because this whole program of causing terror, terrorizing the American people to get us to send our daughters and sons into these wars of aggression, these wars to take over these nations with this massive amount of natural resources, capturing the natural resources, taking over this land, setting up these puppet governments, are caused by creating terror in the hearts and minds of the American people here, so that they will acquiesce and say, well, we've got to do it. We've got to go kill those dirty Arabs because they've killed 3,000-some Americans. Or they're doing this or they're doing that. So we got to go kill them before they kill us. Well, folks, if you would go to our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, number 40.7, I think it was our summer 2002 Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter with the Twin Towers on the front. It's all about 9/11. And within that document, within that Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter 40.7 on 9/11, we prove, absolutely prove 150% that the government was knowledgeable and was a part of bringing down the Twin Towers. Absolutely knew about it, absolutely had our military stand down, our Air Force stand down so that that could occur. We prove it. I tell you, it's absolutely incredible. And also, if you know your history, and many of the listeners out there probably do know their history, they'll remember Pearl Harbor was a mother of conspiracies at that time. I don't know, you know, I think it was 2,400 dead Americans, something like 1,200 wounded Americans. 18 of our ships were sunk and seriously damaged, including 5 of our battleships, including the USS Arizona that we have a memorial to there in Phoenix, Arizona, where I served my entire police career. I say, I think it was 180 planes were destroyed, and something like almost 200 were damaged. The Japanese didn't do so bad. You know, they had some 33 ships destroyed or damaged, 30 planes, I think, were knocked down. But anyway, I'll be back. I want to talk about the Pearl Harbor conspiracy when we come back for a few minutes, folks. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Okay, folks, we're back here to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam. Just talking about things tonight that's on my heart and on my mind. And one is that we're expecting any time more terrorism in the United States because it works so well. And Bush and his crime lords have so much to accomplish this year, and they're going to need more terrorism to get it done, especially the draft coming up in a few months, where he wants to draft girls and boys, have you and I offer them up to Moloch, the demon god. You know, that's all I can think about. He's in a satanic organization, Skull and Bones. And he wants your girls and boys to fight these wars to take over the Middle East for these international crime families. And he's going to get it because he controls what terrorism happens in the United States and what doesn't. But this is not new, folks. This is not new. I want to take you back to Pearl Harbor for any of you that are too young to remember what happened in Pearl Harbor. I'm sure you've heard about it. I want to give you a little stats on it. And I want to tell you that there's a Jewish lawyer who's passed away now that talked about this. One of the most important audio tapes I've ever heard is by a lawyer, New York lawyer, a Jewish man, great American, absolute great American, Benjamin Friedman, called Wake Up Christians, Wake Up Christians. And in that tape, he talks about the conspiracy at Pearl Harbor, where FDR knew about the attack coming, allowed it to happen. Why? Because for political reasons, we were supposed to join the war against Germany. He had to get us into the war, and this was done with the help of the British leadership also. And we had to get into the war, and Benjamin Friedman talks about why in that tape, Wake Up Christians, that I heard quite some time back. And the truth is that the U.S. was warned by at least the governments of Britain, the Netherlands, Australia, Peru, Korea, and the Soviet Union that a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor was coming. Of course, FDR knew it because he planned it that way. He and these other powerful national leaders of other nations planned it that way. All important Japanese codes were broken early on. FDR and Marshall and others knew the attack was coming, allowed it, and covered up their knowledge about it. Well, it's significant that both of the chief of OP-20G, Stafford and Friedman of Army SIS, the two people in the world that knew what we decoded, said that FDR knew Pearl Harbor was about to be attacked. Pearl Harbor was not about war with Japan at all. But it was because Japan and Germany had a pact that if Japan was attacked, Germany would enter in to help them, just like we formed a pact with other nations to protect them, like Taiwan and so forth, if they're attacked. Well, Germany and FDR and Winston Churchill knew about this, and Stalin knew about this, and they had to get America into the war for other reasons. We won't talk about that tonight, but there was reasons they wanted us into the war. And so they planned to promote the Japanese, to punish the Japanese, and to penalize the Japanese to such a point where they would have to attack Pearl Harbor. So it was all planned that way. Most importantly was, some of us remember, the promise FDR had made to the American people, solemnly giving and repeated his pledge not to send their sons into foreign wars unless attacked. Well, he did not mind violating that pledge. He merely feared the political effects of the violation, but he planned an attack. He said that we wouldn't enter into the war unless attacked. Well, he had it all planned to get us attacked. Alsop, I think, was the name of the guy. Kintner, White House columnist pet. Reporters had written a short time before that he, Roosevelt, does not feel he can openly violate his pledges to not get us into the war unless we're attacked. Well, he knew, of course, we were going to be attacked. But he could get around it in a smart way. These two reporters said they explained this meant getting the Germans to shoot first. Well, how's he going to get the Germans to shoot first? Germany was not going to shoot first. Germany knew that if America entered the war, they'd be in deep trouble. So they were very careful not to offend America. But FDR knew that he could force the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor, and he went about setting it the stage for just that. Hitler would not have declared war on the U.S. for any reasons whatsoever. War with Germany, how are we going to bait Hitler to declare war on you? How are you going to do it when they know when Hitler didn't want a war with America? We'll come back after this break, and I'll tell you about some of these other things about Pearl Harbor. Same thing as 9/11, folks, done for political reasons by very, very evil men in powerful positions. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Let's just back up here a minute, folks. We must set the stage a little bit before we talk about why Pearl Harbor had to be attacked and why FDR was involved in setting that up. It wasn't just to get us into the war with Germany, but it was to save his beloved Soviet communism. Now, FDR and his buddies surrounding him were communists here in the United States, hardcore communists. They loved communism. Everything they did promoted communism. Secured communism, funded communism, and of course the communists were going to be attacked by Germany. Hitler was going to attack the communists. And so, and also in his own nation, Hitler had communists in his own nation that was protesting, were doing boycotts and causing tremendous problems in Germany, and so Hitler was coming against the communists in Germany. So FDR had to get him stopped. The world communist system had to stop Hitler somehow. So they formed this plan of having Japan, who Hitler had a pact with, a protection pact, to attack America at Pearl Harbor. And therefore, Germany would have to come to the aid of Japan if America started proclaimed war against Japan. and so or entered the war against Japan. And of course, in November, just before the attack on Pearl Harbor, FDR ordered the Red Cross. Now, there's all kinds of evidence of what I'm saying, folks. If you do your research and studying, you would know that there's all kinds of evidence, hardcore evidence and fact, that Roosevelt, Winston Churchill, and Stalin knew they had to get the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. One of these pieces of information was that in November, FDR ordered the Red Cross Disaster Relief Director to secretly prepare for massive casualties at Pearl Harbor because he was going to let it be attacked. Now, when the head of the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund, the director, protested the president, President Roosevelt told him that the American people would never agree to enter the war in Europe unless they were attacked within their own borders. Now, think about 9/11, folks. Think about 9/11. We have a document, an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, well-researched, that has all the evidence you need to prove that our government was complicit in the attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. So think about this as I'm talking about this attack on Pearl Harbor. This isn't the first time high government officials, treasonous traitors in our governments, have done such a thing, and we're talking about Pearl Harbor right this minute. If you want to read about this Red Cross connection to the attack on Pearl Harbor, see the U.S. Navy Naval Institute Naval History on Advanced Warnings, and it's the Red Cross Connection by Daryl S. Borquist. B-O-R-G-Q-U-I-S-T. B-O-R-G-Q-U-I-S-T. Daryl S., as in Sam, Borquist. Churchill, FDR knew, and Churchill so stated that FDR knew. FDR planned Pearl Harbor to be their target. He ordered the ships in and the carriers out of Pearl Harbor. Churchill wrote about Pearl Harbor that FDR, in a book called The Grand Alliance, page 603, he said that FDR and his top advisors knew the full and immediate purpose of their enemy. Churchill's entire discussion of Pearl Harbor was a justification of treason, i.e., a Japanese attack upon the U.S. was a vast simplification of FDR and his advisors' problems and their duty. This is what Churchill is saying. How can we wonder what they regarded the actual form of the attack or even its scale as incomparably less important than the fact that the whole American nation would be united in war? This is a few things that Churchill said in the book Grand Alliance. J. Edgar Hoover, head of the FBI, told his friends in early 1942 that FDR had known about the Pearl Harbor plan since the early fall of that year. It was totally in character of FDR to concoct such a plan. Not only had the U.S. Senate already censored FDR for utterly lacking moral perspective, but as Walter Lippmann wrote, and I quote, his purposes are not simple and his methods are not direct. He's a conniver, in other words. To get into the war, FDR used the Atlantic Fleet as bait to be shot up and destroyed. Pearl Harbor was the same thing in the Pacific. U.S. Admiral Bloch, and that's B-L-O-C-H, testified, and I quote, the Japanese only destroyed a lot of old hardware. In a sense, they did us a favor. This is obviously FDR's view as well, because on December 7th at 2:15 p.m., minutes after hearing of the attack, and before any damage reports came in, FDR called Lord Halifax at the British Embassy and told him most of the fleet was at sea. None of our newer ships were there in the harbor. So, you know, this was all planned down to the very ships that were going to be in there, folks, and the ships were not going to be in there. Because, see, FDR knew they would need the ships to go against Germany. he wasn't going to have certain newer ships blown up in the harbor. He had the old fleet in there. Why does the government refuse? The U.S. government refused to release all the messages to the attack fleet or any JN-25 messages decoded before December 7th. Why do they do that? Well, there's absolutely nothing about national security to hide in the JN-25 messages. The techniques for cracking it had been published worldwide in 1931. The U.S. government was proudly showed how they used JN-25 decrypts after December 8th to win the Battle of Midway, which occupied 7 months after, which occurred 7 months after Pearl Harbor. Therefore, there's nothing intrinsic about the code itself and means of cracking it, or the fact that we cracked it, that has any national security implications of any nature. So why doesn't our government let this out? What is the difference between these decrypts of the Purple Machine and the decrypts of the JN-25 machine? The answer is simply that the JN-25 messages contain the final operational details of the Pearl Harbor attack, whereas the Purple did not. That's why our government won't release this. How many years has it been now since the attack on Pearl Harbor? And this is still classified? What are they hiding? Why won't they let the truth out? Folks, this type of secrecy breeds mistrust of government. And my goodness gracious, I've never seen a president more into security and hiding things than the Bush president right now, Bush Jr. Never seen anything like it. He's really, truly into secrecy in everything that he does. Like no other president we've seen in many, many, many decades. Well, the only thing that is to hide are these JN-25 decrypts and worksheets showing that the U.S. and British government monitored the Japanese attack fleet all the way to Pearl Harbor. That's what these things show. That's the scandal. That's the big secret. It raises the issue of whether the NSA, National Security Administration, is accessory to the fact to treason. Now, I can tell you right now, the NSA is accessory to the fact of much treason. But we're talking about way back during Pearl Harbor time, during the attack on Pearl Harbor. But they've certainly been involved in treason for all the years I've been alive. I'm 60 years old now. However, the secrecy and misdirection by the NSA about our capabilities with that JN-25B and the pre-war messages proves that something was very, very wrong. The NSA has systematically lied about the size of the books, the JN-25 books, by a factor of at least four, and about how many code breakers worked on the code in 1941 by a factor of 22. And the NSA is an evil Gestapo-like organization that is committed neither to truth nor to open government nor to the rule of law. They're part of this international crime syndicate to set up this Antichrist world government system. Folks, we live in an Orwellian history in which treason is honored today, it seems like, in which FDR's murder of thousands of young, innocent American men seems to be good today. In a word, we are no different from the tyranny we decry today from other lands. A self-governing people like ourselves that want to be self-governing anyway must have truth to make proper decisions over these issues. And by subverting the truth, organizations in America like the National Security Agency are subverting our republic every single day. Well, I just wanted to share with you a little bit about another conspiracy. It's not the first time. That's about 3,000 some people killed, Americans killed there in Pearl Harbor. about 3,000 killed in the Twin Towers. Both of these planned conspiracies to cause terror to the point that it would move the American people to allow our governments to do things, our international crime families that control our governments, to do things we'd have never allowed them to do, folks, if we hadn't had the horrible terror and the loss of life. Now, what do we got to look forward to? Well, they have to get the draft in, the universal draft. You've got to give up your girls and boys to this horrible killing machine of these international crime lords that want us to go over and take all over all those nations that are holding out from the New World Order. And right now it's the Middle East. We've gone into Afghanistan, set up the puppet government through Hamid Karzai. Now we've set up a puppet government, or on the way doing so, there in Iraq. And now we're going into Iran anytime now, and then Syria, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, and on and on and on till we control all those areas. Permanent military bases for the U.S. is going on right now as we speak. 10 to 12 of those bases are going in. There is no withdrawal. Surprise? The government, the president is lying to you. Are you surprised? Well, anyway, I'm kind of on my horse tonight, it seems like. Well, let's do this for the last few minutes. There may be somebody out there wants to speak to me tonight. We have a few nights of open phones, or you know, that I'll be just talking here about issues that we need to talk about. But if you'd like to call in the last few minutes, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'd like you to write to us here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks, and get a hold of a copy or several copies of Aiden Abet number 40.7 on the Twin Towers and 9/11, and let us show you the proof of how we know for sure that our government was complicit in this attack for political reasons. I mean, you can go on the web and get all the information you need about the attack on Pearl Harbor and how our government leaders knew about that and planned it, pushing the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor and why. And, of course, now you can go on the web, too, and pull down just literally thousands and thousands of documents on how the government was complicit in the attack on the World Trade Center. And we're here to tell you, as a police and military association, that more terrorism is coming because it worked so well. It breaks our hearts because this time we believe it will be a horrendous, absolutely colossal attack on the United States, because the president and his goons have to accomplish a lot of very serious things. They have to get us to give up our constitutional Bill of Rights and our rights, and they have to make us accept martial law. I thought I heard the music coming up, but maybe my ears are just bad. Maybe I'm just hearing things in my old age here. But, yes, they've got to get the draft in. They've got to get us to accept total martial law here in America. And so it's going to take a horrendous amount of death and blood of American citizens this time, not just 3,000. I mean, that was horrendous enough, but this is going to be a big one. So we need to know that these things have gone on before, and they're going on right now, and we expect more in the future, so we can guard against reacting the way the government wants us to react, and putting ourselves in line to be a servant of this Antichrist system that is coming upon the scene here in America and around the world. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in, please do so. We've got just a couple minutes left, but let me share something else with you here from a two-star general, Marine Corps general, Mr. Raymond J. Healy, and he's from down Arizona way, from Tucson. He's now passed away in 1999 at the age of 86 years old. But if I don't get it done tonight, I want to share this with you tomorrow. He was He wrote an article, very important article. He was told about this when he was in the military during the Second World War. At the end of World War II, Charles Elliot Perkins, a top research chemist, was sent to Germany to take charge of the IG Farben chemical cartel, which was controlled by these international crime families that control our government today. And he found out that fluoridation of the water was being used by the German government against the German people to make them melancholy and not resist what the government of Germany wanted them to do. I don't know if I have time enough to share this with you. I'll just get into it here and try. We're coming up on the break, and we'll come back, and I'll get into this a little bit with you about our dear brother, Marine Corps General Raymond Healy, and him talking about what he knows personally, what he knew personally about the fluoridation of water in Germany to make the people docile and go along with the program that Hitler had planned. Be right back after this break.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Statmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Assistant, folks. I have one grand assistant, dear Sister Carol here, and she reminded me I haven't told you folks yet, and I'm just getting the information myself from my traveling secretary, Theresa, that Randy March, there in the Austin, San Antonio area has set up a speaking engagement for me. And I think John Moore, I think it's John Moore and me, are going to be speaking the 19th and the 20th in Austin, San Antonio area. And I don't have any further information on that right now. I will be getting a flyer, I understand, in a few days, and I'll give you all the details. But if you want to call Randy, folks, you can call him at his phone number in Austin and San Antonio area and ask him about the details. 19th and 20th, just about a week and a half away, I'll be in Austin and the San Antonio area speaking several times, actually. And it will be at the phone number to reach Randy is 512, area code, 247-5394. That's 512-247-5394. Okay, and I will give you, when I get a flyer, I will give you the rest of the details. But if you want to set aside that weekend, or at least you want to know that I'll be in town, and I think John Moore is going to be speaking too, wonderful Special Forces, former Special Forces guy. I've never met John, but I'm looking forward to it if indeed he's going to be there. And so we'll have a good time on the 18th and or 19th and 20th of this month. Let's go right now to Sam in Iowa. Sam in Iowa, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Jack.
Hello. How you doing, Sam?
Fine, and bless you. Well,
thank you.
I'm sitting here with old Dennis. He's from Iowa. So he's a couple of tours of Echo Company, 1st Marine Recon.
Hey,
66 to 68, and I was 8th Troop, 11th Armored Cav in 69, 68, 69.
Well, bless you, brother. Thank you for your service. Bless you.
Well, bless you, and thank you for your service. But now, you are aware that, you know, if Lord Bush is listening in on you, you're, you know, either with him or you're with the terrorist.
Oh, that's right. I understood he said that.
You now, know, you
I
need just... to be corrected on your behaviors here and start kowtowing to the new globalist society, you know.
Yeah, I'm bad. That's for sure, Sam.
You bad. But I just wanted to say we're sitting here waiting for our tuna casserole to thicken up here, and being as it is Ash Wednesday, I thought I'd give you our best regards. Prayers be with you and all our brothers out there.
Well, thank you so much, Sam, and I hope all's going well with you, and I hope you're keeping your powder dry. Looks like some real challenges are coming up.
Well, you know, we're kind of out here in the middle of nowhere, and, you know, we're oblivious to everything. You know how Iowans are, everybody. Iowans, I think, you know, we're in la-la land, and it's great here. It's just lovely.
Yes, yes. You just wait till the toll roads go up and the gasoline goes up to $7-$8 a gallon. Going to be lovely there, just like it'll be lovely in Idaho here.
Yeah, but we're experimenting with extracting hydrogen from water.
Oh, good.
So if you see a mushroom cloud coming up from this part of the country, you know what went wrong.
Okay, Brother Sam, listen, you let me know when you get that formula worked out, will
you? Yeah, right. Okay, bud.
Lord bless you.
Bless you.
Yeah, all right.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like the music coming up here. We didn't get into the fluoride. I'll do that tomorrow, folks. Very important here from our dear brother, two-star general, Healy. So God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.